Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Rent is so last year. We're not doing this anymore.
No.
We don't think that you should have to pay rent. We would like to take care of that bill for you. We're like that really cool friend that you have that like pays for dinner each and every time.
Bottle service.
Yeah.
And they get really aggressive with it. Like they say they're going to the bathroom, but they actually sneak off and put it on their Visa.
And then you both reach for it and they're like, I would be insulted if you took this. Insulted. We would be insulted if you paid rent. So here's the deal. Text the keyword movie. M-O-V-I-E. Movie to 999-999. Do it in the next 5 minutes. We'll call you back. Assuming you pick up the phone, you win. You don't pick up the phone, you don't win, okay? So make sure you got that do not disturb off, ringer on. It will be an unknown number. So we're not, you know, robo-dialing you, at least not yet. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Movie's your keyword. Good luck.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And Nikki's driving to work. What do you do, Nikki?
I'm in sales.
Oh, sneaky.
Sell me this pen.
She's not Jordan Belfort, man. It's okay.
Dang.
It's all right. Hey.
Go ahead.
Sorry, no
one. Can we just tell her?
You have my permission to go ahead with the phone call.
Hey, congratulations, Nikki. You're in the draw for Rent Free 20.
Hey.
And that, and you win $100 instantly.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to know.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm as confused as you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so since it's spooky season, and since we've just come through a pandemic, I'm sure it's crossed your mind at one or two points. Listen, if this is the end, I know where I'm going to go hide. And Daily Hive Toronto, which is a great website, put together a list of the best places to survive a zombie apocalypse in Toronto. Now, let me say this. If it's a zombie apocalypse in Toronto, I'm leaving Toronto. I love our city, but I'm not here to defend it.
You'll never make it.
But for you who want to sit around, and I'm sure Jax would stay.
Why me?
To defend Trinity Bellwoods, probably.
Yeah. Someone's going to save the drum circle.
They say Fort York, considering the buildings in Fort York were quite literally designed for war, it seems like a good place to go. Now, the problem with Fort York is they're hill forts. And those were designed to withstand cannon fire, and you can just walk straight up them. And zombies are really good at scaling that stuff. You know, we've seen that, right?
Are we talking about walking zombies or running zombies? Because this makes a difference, too.
I think running zombies.
Okay.
I think this is, on the zombie scale, this is close to a 10.
Okay.
Like almost World War Z.
Gotcha.
Okay. Toronto Island. Every zombie movie will tell you, zombies can't swim. So getting yourself to a piece of land entirely surrounded by deep water, it's good. But how would you get food?
Yeah, you're pretty isolated there.
Yeah, I mean,
there's hot dogs out there.
There is.
And pizza.
And there's a school to live in. I feel, man, the kids who get to go to that school, by the way, luckiest kids on earth.
Incredibly fortunate.
IKEA Etobicoke.
That's a good one.
Lifetime supply of Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
Tons of furniture to build barricades.
Yeah.
Tools to defend yourself. You can Allen key someone's head off. It's great.
Yeah.
CN Tower. Having the upper vantage point is good in most situations. Again, though, I think... Didn't they close the 360 restaurant up there?
I think it's open again, but the thing is, if you get trapped up there, where are you going to go?
Yeah, that's it.
Where are you going to go?
All the way down.
Right? Like, 100%. Mm-hmm. The Aurora Readiness Center. I have never heard of this, but it's a
This one was cool.
Former Cold War bunker.
Oh,
built,
damn.
Underneath an 1875 farmhouse.
Incredible.
So it's made to withstand some intense situations. It's now a private residence, though, so you may want to bribe the owners to get in. And then lastly, the most radioactive place on Earth... McDonald's at Queen and Spadina.
No, don't go there.
That's where the zombies started.
I thought that's where it started. Yeah.
Actually, I
know of my secret cool location.
Yeah.
I went to school in Scarborough. And when I went to school, it was right around, and you're going to laugh at this, don't laugh, right around the fall of the Soviet Union. And we had an actual air siren in the schoolyard.
What?
40 or 50
no
feet
way.
Up on three posts. Yeah. And it just sat there just in case there was an air raid. I'm not kidding. It's for real. It was one of the last ones in the city. I remember when they took it down, but we for sure had it. And then one of the caretakers If you were a good student, he was super cool to you. He took us down into the bomb shelter that they built into it, because they built it in the late 40s when that was like a huge thing. So there's a bomb shelter. It's under Centennial Road Public School in Scarborough, Ontario.
Just give away your spot.
Super cool. But they all it's painted like a 70s yellow down there,
I
too.
Like
so it's
kind of awesome.
It's kind of like, ooh, let's put on a Bachman Turner Overdrive record. Anyway, that's my spot. Where's your spot?
I got two, and I find that one is good to stay stationary, the distillery district at Christmas market time.
Oh.
Because I feel like the zombies wouldn't be able to find parking because it's a nightmare.
True.
So you'd be safe. And that's like if you want it high. Mm-hmm. But I find that in most zombie movies, they say don't get bogged down, right?
Right.
Don't stay stationary.
Yeah.
So I would go to the path. The underground.
Don't go to the path. No. Mm-hmm.
Underneath the city, because one, it's an endless labyrinth.
True. Mm-hmm.
And two, they're never going to be able to find their way. I can't find my way. I've lived in this city forever.
You could set up booby traps on every hallway.
Yeah. You'll never make it out.
That's right.
No, but that's the point. Yeah. He doesn't need to make it out. He needs to trap them and scare them away from ever coming in again. Yep. Jax, what about you?
The dollar store in the basement of the Dufferin Mall.
Oh!
That's a good one.
It's the only dollar store that I've ever seen that's underground, which I find kind of odd. But the Dufferin Mall itself is a fortress. And the dollar store down there is not only full of things that you need in case of a zombie apocalypse, like I could eat and feel well for a while, but also it has a large back door, like a loading dock, that I could flee out of.
Right.
I thought this through.
And all the food in there is food that just never expires.
Exactly.
So, like,
it should
in a thousand
expire,
years, it'll still be edible.
But it may not expire. Yeah, 100%. I'm safe down there. I'm safe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, all good answers. We would like to add to the list here. Where, if the zombie apocalypse hits, okay, where are you hiding out? In Toronto. It's got to be in GTHA. We'll count Hamilton. All right? 999 to text. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's zombie apocalypse season. Because it's spooky season, you know?
Yep.
And we were kind of talking about this Daily Hive list that basically kind of tells you the best places to hang out in Toronto in the event of one. Fort York, Toronto Island, IKEA Etobicoke, CN Tower, Aurora Readiness Center, which is a former Cold War bunker, and Queen and Spadina McDonald's. I suggested Centennial Road Public School in Scarborough, Ontario, and the reason is a lot of people don't know this. There is a nuclear fallout shelter
underneath. That's so cool.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. That's where I went to school. TJ and Jax, you said?
I said the distillery district, but it has to be during Christmas market season.
Jax?
I said the Dollarama and the Dufferin Mall basement.
All right, now what do we got on text?
Chris in the 416, my Nona's house. Oh. There's an endless supply of food, and she will scare them off with the slipper and wooden spoon.
Mm-hmm.
True. I like that.
Don't mess with Nona. And then 905, in the zombie apocalypse, I'm definitely going to Costco. There's food, clothing, medicine, a kitchen, and even cars and gas when it's possible to escape. Costco is a good call.
But the lineups are too long.
Yeah, too long. And you have to have a membership.
Yeah. Yeah, you imagine?
That is true.
Yeah, they turn you away.
They're like, no, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't pay the
$60. Bye-bye.
This is Costco.
Have you ever been? Do you have a Costco membership?
I don't. My girlfriend's mom does that. I want to utilize.
I have the $60 membership. It's impossible to go in there and not have 40 people ask you, hey, you know what? You could be making money back. Like, that's a $60 thing. You should pay $120, and you get a bunch. And I'm like, no, I
don't want this.
I'm already spending $800 cash on goods
get
and services
out of here.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
That's okay.
Safe.
You good?
Zombie apocalypse, they only let the gold members in.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad this felt like a safe place for you. Vince in the 905. I'm hiding in Scotiabank Arena, or the Scotia, as kids call it.
Oh.
No one calls it that.
Get to play basketball all day, eat at all the restaurants and vendors.
I like that. I think there's too many entrances to Scotiabank Arena.
Oh, yeah. They're breaking in for sure.
A lot of glass.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's tough glass, but it's not that tough.
No.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that you'd play basketball there for about a day.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a joke in here somewhere about the Leafs already being zombies, and I don't know. I'm too lazy to figure it out. So what's up with you guys?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto was just named as the top city on Earth for business women.
Hey.
This is a new analysis by Bloomberg Business Week, looking at the quality of life for career women in carefully selected hubs of commerce worldwide. Looking at things like overall safety, mobility, equality, wealth, and earning potential with maternity support. And Toronto came out on top, beaming out renowned locales like Sydney, Singapore, Paris, and London.
Wow, actually, that's incredible.
I just look at where we work. Our boss is a woman.
Yeah.
Her boss is a woman. Yeah. And her boss's boss is a woman.
All female-led. I love
it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool stuff. Hey, you know when you get those weird numbers call you and you're like, this is definitely a scam? Well, imagine they were trying to save your life. A missing hiker didn't answer their phone because they thought it was a scammer. So they were hiking 100 miles south of Denver, and someone reported them missing because they didn't show up by nightfall. So a search and rescue team went out looking for them but couldn't find them. They even tried calling the person's phone several times, but no one answered. Turned out the hiker was lost, but totally fine. And the reason they didn't answer the phone is because they didn't recognize the number. They found their own way back within 24 hours, and they had no idea anyone was looking for them. So the search and rescue officials posted about it on Facebook. Yeah, gotta make sure everyone sees it there. To make sure it doesn't happen again. They said, if you're out hiking and get lost overnight, you should answer your phone, even if you don't recognize the number.
Explain humans to aliens.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
This person really didn't pick up their phone?
Yeah.
Like, I question the judgment.
Yeah.
Like
all they have left is a granola bar and a knife, and their phone rings, and they're like, oh, I'm not getting my ducks cleaned out here.
Not this time, fake CRA.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Really. When do you think kids become too old for trick-or-treating? A new survey asked this question. Adam Wild.
Well, that's a good question. For me, I stopped in grade 5 or 6 because I hate Halloween.
Really?
I love talking about Halloween. I love scary movies, like that sort of thing. But I have to go to a Halloween party on Saturday. I'm already like nervous about it. And I don't know what it is. It's like, it's not anybody else's thing. It's just my thing. Like, I don't know why. I've just never been into Halloween.
How old are you in grade 7 or 8? Or no, 6, sorry?
6, you're 12.
12,
okay.
Yeah.
Jackson?
I would say once you get into junior high, but I don't love that because if you're still short like me, you could get away with it for a couple more years.
Which you did.
How many houses do you think you could get before someone catches on?
Oh, quite a few. If I was fully masked, I could go out this year for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should try it.
No, seriously. They would just think that I'm a large child.
Can we put you out as a science experiment?
Yeah.
We actually should.
Do you want to come?
But on the 1st of November.
Do you want to come trick-or-treating with Everly and I on Sunday? I think it's Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
And this is how much I hate Halloween. I don't even know when it is. You can, if you come.
See if adults will give me candy. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes,
do you want to do it?
Absolutely.
Another way to word that is take candy away from children.
Yeah.
And we'll video you. It'll be dark video, but I want to actually do
I'll
a little
dress up
experiment.
As a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
This is going to be great.
That's a good idea. By the way, the survey found that 12 years old is the most popular age, getting 12% of the vote. 13 was next, followed by 14, 15, and 16. But
2016?
16.
Get out of here.
If that blows your mind, buckle up, Adam. It's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. 26% of people said they don't think kids should ever be considered too old for trick-or-treating.
I'm 33 and I'm going out.
When do you stop being a kid?
It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Peter Pan.
Cool.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing Jack's trick-or-treating in a ghost costume. You're really going to do it?
100%.
Incredible. Yeah. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What you do with your money says a lot about you. A lot. And I'm curious as to how you would answer these 6 questions. Jax and I are going to be asked on the air by TJ, but we want to hear your answers at 999-99. Jax calls me cheap. I think I'm financially responsible.
No, you're cheap.
Yeah, you're cheap.
And Jax, how would you describe your budgeting?
Rich.
No, I'm really good at budgeting, but I'm definitely way more spontaneous than you are. Mm-hmm. Definitely way more impulsive.
Mm. Question 1, TJ.
Yes. Would you rather win the lottery, but you lose all your friends, or lose all your money, but find your soulmate?
Hmm.
We'll start with you, Jax.
I want to keep my friends. I'm going with option B.
Do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want all my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost all my money before. I would find my soulmate. I think for sure I would do that. And I'm a cheap guy, but I always feel like, here's the deal. If you made money once, you can make it again.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So you can find a way to make money. You don't necessarily get a second shot at a soulmate. You get that one.
So he wants to lose his friends. Goodbye.
I think you guys are thinking small potatoes, because think of how big the lottery is, you know, and which one you play. Let's say it's one of the big ones, $50, $60 million. You could buy some new friends with that.
That is true. That is true.
Anyway.
That's true.
59% of people said they'd rather be broke and in love. Second question. Would you rather have a job that you hate that pays well, or a job that you love with a below average salary? Adam, we'll start with you this time.
Oh, I've had jobs that I hate that pay well. And it's miserable.
Yeah.
It really is. I've been stuck on shows with people that were not bringing it.
Yeah.
And that's just my honest, and it's the worst.
Who?
Names.
It's terrible.
What's it, Brian?
It's terrible. So I always feel like, because I'm, according to you guys, cheap, I can make the lower salary work.
Okay.
I can live with less.
Jax?
I'd rather be happy and poor. Yeah, no, absolutely.
How? Right on, yeah. on board with each yeah. other on this one.
Look at us go.
I'd rather be sad and rich.
You kidding me?
That is true.
Yeah, it's by a jet ski. Yeah, that'll make my work problems go away.
TJ's like, at least I would like to have one of those two things. I'm sad and poor.
56% of people said they'd have a job that they love rather than one that they hate and make
more
money.
Yeah, of course.
Would you rather spend $1 million on clothes or $1 million on travel?
$1 million on travel.
Jackson?
Clothes.
What?
Yeah.
That's
Why?
Surprising.
Yeah. No, I love traveling, but I'll do that. But I just want to like look fresh. Yeah. I love clothes. I love clothes.
The more I think about it, I agree with Jax. Yeah. I get anxious traveling because I can't enjoy it because of the schedule.
No, you can't bring your anxiety into the travel.
Yeah, I can't.
It goes into everything.
That's true.
Really? You guys would really do that?
Listen, as two people who love H&M, we can go bigger.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
We can go bigger.
Fair enough.
88% of people said they'd rather travel.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather make $100,000 on Bitcoin or $50,000 investing in a business that helps the environment? Jax, we'll start with you.
These are getting really hard. The environment, because that investment is always a good one.
Okay.
Shut up.
Wow. Don't you just want to throw her in the lake sometimes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's all dried out because of global warming.
Mine would be Bitcoin, and I'll tell you why. It's only going to go up in value, and there's going to come a point where you're going to be able to borrow against the Bitcoin that you own.
Yeah.
And that's how you'll translate it into currency, and then you can fund whatever business you want, including environmentally friendly ones.
I'm with Adam, but it's mainly just because the environment's screwed already, so I might as well make some
money. No, you can't. That is...
69% of people said they would help the planet, by the way. Would you rather get $1 million right now or $100,000 a year for 10 years?
Oh, $100,000 for 10 years.
Why?
For sure. Because it's like slowly being given to you and you can invest it.
That
so it becomes bigger.
10,000% wrong. $1 million all at once because over the course of the 10 years, you're going to be able to do a lot more investing that than you would $100,000 a year.
No.
Yes.
$100,000 a year.
No, that's
and
actually
invest
true.
That slowly. Invest that slowly.
Invest it slowly.
Invest it slowly because then you can go with the trends. You can go with the trends. It could be a big.
Well, you can't do that with a lump sum payment?
You can, but you may not know the trends in 5 years.
Yeah, you don't. Well, you adjust. Just on the fly.
This is what I picture a lunchroom is like at the bank.
Yeah.
When they're on break.
Okay, all right, last question.
By the way, 71% of people said they'd rather get $100,000 a year so they don't spend it all at once.
Crazy. That's actually wrong. Okay. Ask a money manager.
No, we're asking us.
No.
We're asking Jax.
All right, next one.
Last one. Would you rather go back in time and fix your biggest money mistake or look into your future to find out where you end up?
That's a really hard one.
I would go back and fix my biggest money mistake because it was completely avoidable. And I think I think you know you could have solved a lot of things. I don't want to know where I'm going. That's why I don't even read horoscopes. I don't want to know.
Well,
I
wanna, also because that's made up nonsense.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys.
But I want to determine it. I don't want to know what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, Jax?
You know, I would go back and fix my biggest money mistakes because when you're young and dumb, I'd rather fix that. But
what's the dumbest thing you can remember spending some money on? Like, stupidest thing.
School? No, I'm just kidding. As you know, I was a young offender, so I had to spend a lot. I had to spend a lot of time paying my parents and the neighbor I crashed into.
Because I
stole my parents' car and crashed in the neighbor's house.
I bought a pea coat that was too expensive. It's got nothing on you.
You guys are nuts. I'd rather look into the future.
No!
I haven't made that bad of a financial. Like maybe a couple $100 would be nice to have back, of course. But like,
hey,
I want to see into the future.
Hey, there's always time.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Halloween, when you go out, carries with it a lot of emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to be our first Halloween in, like, well, since 2019 that we're actually going to be able to go out and party and dance and do all the things that you would normally do and hook up. Let's be honest. Now, Halloween, I always feel like it's almost like a wedding in the sense that like weddings are essentially just dinner parties with a lot of feelings involved.
Yeah.
Halloween is just a normal night out, only you're supposed to try to look sexier than ever. Mm-hmm. Cover is double the cost.
Yeah.
And you're trying to go home with a good story.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That can lead to emotions. And so we wanted to ask you today, have you ever cried in your Halloween costume? Now, you could be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Could have cried when you were a kid.
But it's way more awesome if you cried as an adult.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, too. So we want to know what you were dressed as, and why you cried in your Halloween costume. Jax, why are you looking at me like that?
Why do you just assume that I have a story?
Because 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, here we go.
I was a witch 3 years in a row as a child, and I remember crying the last time I was a witch, and I was never a witch again, just because I was so cold and cranky. You know when you're cranky as a kid, you just can't control it. So I was this like sketchy, sobbing witch. And I was probably 3 houses away from my house, so we had to go home.
Oh, we had to go home. It was time to shut it down.
Yeah, I was, you know, 23. It was time to go home.
I remember I wanted to be a really tough soldier.
Oh, cool guy.
Probably was eight or nine years old. Starting to come into my own as a man. Yeah. Not at all. And I was a sensitive boy and didn't like being scared very much.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was walking around with my rifle on my shoulder. It had the orange thing on the end so nobody mistaken it for a real gun. But you had to have a gun, right?
Yeah. I mean.
And so I thought I was pretty bad. And then I had a real army helmet because my mom's friend was in the army.
Cool.
Gave me her helmet.
What?
Pretty cool, right? So I go up to a house and it's one of these houses that scares kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, are awesome. Don't stop.
Yeah.
But this, somebody dressed as a demon, a black and green scary demon, came out of nowhere and just went, ah!
That's not funny.
Now, as a soldier, what you should do is protect.
Yeah.
What I did was drop to my knees, put my head in my hands, and
scream.
Wail.
Did somebody come up to you and yell, coward?
Yeah. Coward. No, I definitely think my dad's like, we got to work on the toughness
here. It's not quite going to the battlefield yet.
I remember being in Calgary a couple years ago, and I always felt like the vagueness of this story really added to it.
Okay.
But it was outside of a bar. And there was a girl dressed as Luigi and a guy dressed as Peach, like from Mario Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was crying.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't really make out what they were saying, but I think it had something to do with a lost phone. And I just felt like that Luigi costume would have been a lot better had there been pockets with it.
Oh, God.
We just got a text from Hamilton. Hey, I was dressed as the Hulk, complete body paint, tiny purple shorts, the whole works.
Mm.
And I cried because I was in the hospital. My hand was broken.
Oh, no!
Long night. Yeah. I love this.
Hulk, don't smash.
Another one from Newmarket. As a child, I cried on Halloween because, well, my mom ruined my Halloween by making me wear a coat.
Yeah.
As an adult, Halloween, I drunk cried with happiness, dressed as Angry Bird, because I saw a life-size Gru costume, and it was just incredible. Flawless.
Gru costumes? That's next level. That takes a lot of work.
Sometimes a costume is so good, it's almost art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That almost brings you to tears.
Do you think this will be the year where people finally move away from the Joker costume?
No, never.
Harley Quinn is back, right? Because there was another Suicide Squad this year.
Great.
So, hey, hit us up. Tell us when you cried in your costume. Child or adult. Doesn't matter. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You cried in your Halloween costume. As a kid or as an adult? As a kid, it's understandable. As an adult, it's way more fun.
Yeah.
So tell us a story. 999-999 to text. Teach?
I got this text here from the 905. My parents dressed me up as a picnic table, and I couldn't fit through doorways.
Oh.
Needless to say, I cried that night.
I like
that's
that.
That's tough.
I like picnic what your table. Parents did to you.
From the 416, I wasn't the one that cried in my Halloween costume, but I made my grandmother cry. When I was 3 years old, I had chicken pox over Halloween. I had already planned to dress up as Little Red Riding Hood, but obviously was not going to go trick-or-treating that year. My grandma came that night, and according to my parents, I sat on the stairs pounding in my costume while my grandmother tried to do a full photo shoot of me. Oh. Eventually, I had had enough and screamed at her to go home.
She bawled,
and my parents have never let me live it down.
Oh my God.
That's poor so Nana.
By the way, you can't take what a kid says seriously when they're mad.
No.
Maybe a little bit there.
You can't.
No.
Go
hurt
home,
Nana's
grandma.
Feelings.
Oh
hurt
God.
Nana's feelings.
That is very
That's
funny.
From Nicole, by the way. I got this text from the 519. Gay male here. During undergrad in Montreal, went to a huge Halloween party with all my straight friends. I didn't have any gay friends at the time. Was so angry / drunk / sad that it was easy for straight people to hook up that I went to a quieter room, sat on the floor and cried.
Oh.
Drunkenly went home, wrote a group assignment that night, and then avoided straight clubs for several months.
Oh, yeah. God.
On a positive, I'm now happily partnered with a gaggle of gay friends.
Yay!
It sounds like my entire relationship with my ex-boyfriend, Derek.
Really? Was that what it was like?
Well, I was just like, I'm happy. I'm so happy. But I wasn't.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Imagine.
Last text here from the 416. I didn't cry in my Halloween costume. Oh, nope. Sorry, that's a different one.
That's someone that's not participating in the conversation.
Yeah. Take two. This one is from Sam on the 647. I cried in my reverse cowgirl costume. So I was wearing all my clothes backwards.
Funny.
And my phone fell out of my tiny front pocket, which was supposed to be on the back, into a toilet in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
When I was trying to go to the bathroom while intoxicated, and I cried because my phone wouldn't turn on after that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I want to say, like, come on, but I've cried over a broken phone before.
Because it's, you know, stressful. Like, because you're like, you're probably at that point in your life where you're like, I finally got my finances sorted, and you're like, there goes my rent for the entire next month.
See, and I find that the phone always breaks at the worst time.
Oh,
like, there's
sure.
already a lot of bad stuff happening, and then the phone breaking is the cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax.
Yeah.
If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. There's a new national digital directory for Black-owned businesses that has launched here in Canada. Uber Canada has partnered with Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce, or the CBCC, if you will. They've launched the Black Business Direct. The directory is a comprehensive and easy-to-access resource that Canadians can use to discover and support local Black-owned businesses in their cities. And best part is, it's free for businesses to join the directory and free for consumers to view it, which is fantastic stuff.
Amazing. Great to hear.
The Wiggles' original lineup from the 90s are set to reunite for an adults-only arena tour. Now, this is happening in Australia, where I believe the Wiggles are originally from.
They are originally from Australia. Yeah.
Nailed it. Anthony Field, Murray Cook, Jeff Fatt, and Greg Page will belt out the children's group. Don't you dare.
This is like my dream, to become a Wiggle.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Emma is retiring. She is the most popular Wiggle of all time.
Do you think that they have like a follow-up plan, or they're casting?
Well, I'm sure they're casting. Can you sing?
I could figure it out.
You need how to sing. You need to learn how to sing.
I'll learn. Okay. I would learn for this.
I would love to be with a bunch of adults at this concert. This would be fun.
Take an edible.
They said this night is for the grown-ups. And there's a chance to bring back some of that genuine high spirit liveliness again.
Yeah.
What are the odds they do like dirty versions of the songs?
I don't know.
Swears.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Toronto's November forecast is full of snow. Now, this is all according to Adam, pull down the music, please. The Farmer's Almanac.
It made trending, though, didn't it, huh?
Which is very important on this show. Jack's, of course, a believer in the Farmer's Almanac, and Adam Wild and myself, of course, believers in science. From November 1st to the 6th, they're saying Southern Ontario can expect periods of snow showers. Okay, here's what you gotta know. Basically, all month they're saying it could snow. Crazy to think about that in November, isn't it? That the possibility of snow could happen?
Mm.
It actually gave day-by-day updates on that.
No, but it's silly. Okay. It's like from November... Okay, here's what it says. From November 1st to 6th, Southern Ontario can expect snow showers and cold, followed by a brief reprieve of showers in the east and sun in the west with milder temperatures from November 7th to the 11th.
Okay.
Snow will make a return from November 12th to 19th with cold temperatures and snow showers across southern Ontario. Towards the end of the month, November will amp it up with very cold temperatures and snow, followed by flurries.
You watch, it'll be bang on with the dates. You watch.
Okay, number one, it won't. Also, they're betting on the fact that, like, it's going to get colder near the end of November. What a wild and crazy thought. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I, too, can write a book.
Oh, okay.
What's it called?
It's called I've Made It Up.
Yeah, and what's
by Adam Wild. Sell it every year for 800 years.
Hey,
we got another rent-free keyword for you after the weekend here. So if you would like to not pay your rent for an entire year, we can handle that. Just hang on for 3 minutes and 28 seconds. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sometimes it's fun when you get somebody new at work, and they tell you stuff, and you go, oh, I never even thought about it, but I did that too.
Yeah.
Producer Leah, who is just full of great stories. Producer Leah, I don't even know if we can call you new anymore. You've been here like 3 months, but you were telling us that you went through a stage in your dating career.
Yeah.
I call this a career because it should be something we're empowered by.
I didn't work towards it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you decided at some point that you were like, you know what? I only want to date really funny people.
Yes.
So you dated what?
Comedians for the years of 2012 to 2014.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Only comedians.
How many?
Strictly. How many?
Yeah.
5 to 6.
Okay.
Let's go with 6.
That's okay. Pretty significant. Now, how do you manage that? Like, how do you only find comedians? I don't think there was a Tinder for comedians back
comedy
then.
Comedy bar.
Thank you.
Bar on Bloor.
One bar.
Yeah.
Comedy bar. That's it. Yeah. I met this man 2012, New Year's Eve night. A tall, dark, handsome man.
Oh, and it was giving John jokes. Mulaney.
I wish it was. No, it wasn't him. Wasn't him. And actually, no. This guy was actually better looking than him.
Oh,
I know. Can
John
you believe
Mulaney.
It?
All right.
And he was given just pure jokes. Mm-hmm. So after the show, I said, hey, you're really funny.
What's up?
I said, you're really funny. And he's like, well, yeah. And so we went on a couple dates after that. But then I realized something very quickly.
Mm.
Comedian men that I've dated, not all of them, but the ones that I've dated, you're not allowed to be funny.
With them. And you're funny.
You can't give jokes.
Yeah, you are funny.
And
you
like to give jokes.
So what would happen? Okay, so let's say that I'm the comedian guy, because I'm obviously the tall, dark, handsome one on the show. And I just need to make this believable. And then you're on a thing, and you make a joke. How do I react if we're on a date?
Well, you don't laugh. So there was no laughs to a pretty good joke that I actually would like workshop at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I wanted to be funny like
that. You workshopped it.
With myself.
Did you practice in front of the mirror? Or?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, I did. And they wouldn't laugh, and then I would try to give it out to my friends.
Really?
And they would laugh. So I knew that the problem was them.
Would you equate it to somebody who's a bit of a movie snob, and they can't watch Transformers without being like, ooh, this is a bad movie?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, movie snobs, are they actors?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys were comedians, so they're like, don't try my... Stay out of my lane.
So you're supposed to be just serious all the time?
You're supposed to just laugh.
Laugh at
what
them.
They say
don't try
all
to be
the
funny
time.
Around
don't
them
try to be funny.
Yeah.
That's
the
their thing. Yeah, you're just supposed to be the one to laugh at their funny.
That's a little aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so okay, that's why I stopped.
So you, after 5 or 6 times.
Because I wanted to keep it. Yeah. I just wanted to see if I could find one. Yeah.
We wanted to know then about the type that you got obsessed with. There, you fell into a type for a little while of person, and you continued to date them. Jack's just sitting over there, just smiling and laughing.
I love a good phase of dating people because, like, there was a while that I had slept with a couple of girls who were just out of law school in Halifax, back-to-back. Yeah. But then I actually dated, I had a type for a little while, I dated 2 women back-to-back who were both brunette massage therapists from Cape Breton who had the same initials.
Wow, they must have gone to school together. There aren't many people from Cape Breton.
They definitely went to school together, but I was like really into a type, and my shoulders have never felt better. Let me tell you what.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a type? Did you do the type thing, TJ?
No, when you look like this, you can't treat your dating life like it's LinkedIn.
No, stop it.
So I dated people that I really like assertive, confident women. I've always really liked that. I've always been really
boss them around.
Well, no, not that. I've always liked that. So I've never dated wallflowers ever, but I had to learn for a while to distinguish what was assertive and what was mean.
Yeah.
And there is a difference.
Okay.
So, you know, I would have laughed at you at the time, but I went through a mean girl stage. And everybody has that. It doesn't have to, I'm not just targeting women here. There are mean guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's
But I went through personally a stage where I was like, oh, wow, they're just strong. Yeah. No, dude, they're just cruel.
Yeah.
They're just not very happy with themselves
rude.
And they're projecting it on you.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And I sometimes think about the stuff that I sat there and sucked up and I go, God, I just want to hug myself, you know? Anyway.
Jessica in the 647 says, minimum of 4 red flags or I won't like you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so true. It's like, I need to date someone with an edge. Yeah. I need to fight with them.
Yeah.
You don't.
You really don't.
You don't have to.
No.
So what was your type that you go, oh, God, I was so off on that one. 999-999. Hit us up.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto was just named as the top city on earth for business women.
Hell yeah.
This is a new analysis by Bloomberg Business Week. They looked at things like safety, mobility, equality, wealth, and earning potential, and maternity support. And Toronto came out on top, beating out renowned locales like Sydney, Singapore, Paris, and London.
I love that.
It's pretty cool. Missing hiker didn't answer the phone because they thought it was a scammer. They were hiking just south of Denver. Someone reported them missing when they didn't show up by nightfall. So the search and rescue team went out looking for them, but they couldn't find them. They even tried calling the person's phone several times, and no one answered.
Can you imagine?
Turned out the hiker was fine, but lost. And the reason they didn't answer the phone was because they didn't recognize it and just assumed it was a scammer. They found their own way back after about 24 hours and had no idea that anyone was looking for them. So the search and rescue officials posted on Facebook, which is a great place to post things, to make sure it doesn't happen again. And if you're out hiking and you do get lost overnight, you should answer your phone, even if you don't recognize the number.
I have to be honest with you. That's a little on the hiker.
Yeah,
that's a lot 100%.
On the hiker.
You're lost. Like, so first off, how lost were you that if you were receiving a phone call, you didn't make one?
Yeah.
So they knew that they were lost. But they, what it seems like to me is they were like, no, I'm an experienced hiker.
I got it. Yeah.
I'm 10 minutes over this hill, and then I'm home.
And meanwhile, their family and friends are absolutely freaking out.
Where is he?
When do you think kids are too old to trick-or-treat? A new survey asked this, and they came to this conclusion. 12. 12 was the most popular age with 12% of the vote. 13 was next, followed by 14, 15, and 16. But 26% of people say they don't think kids should ever be considered too old to trick-or-treat. And I think Jax is going to test this experiment this weekend by going out trick-or-treating as a 42-year-old woman.
I'm 33, thank you very much.
All right, so
I'm little.
So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
I have a neighborhood that I believe trick-or-treats.
Yeah.
Jax is going to come with me and with Everly, and she's going to dress as a ghost. So
I'm your daughter.
And
let's go with that.
You're going to be my two kids.
Yeah.
And you're going to go out to the door with Everly, and you're going to see if you can, and we're going to have we'll have a video. It'll be dimly lit. Yeah. It won't be a great video. But we're going to throw it up on Instagram on Monday.
Yeah.
And we'll see. You'll get to see how many houses Jax actually got treats from. Well, maybe we get like a best out of 10.
Like, I'm not that little.
I'm going to say six houses.
Really?
Six houses in a row.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Okay, I was 5'2 in like grade 6.
Yeah.
So you probably could get away with it.
I'm just a tall young boy. That's me. Strapping young man.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now remember, you're always less than 2 hours away from getting another keyword so you can have your rent paid in 2022. Next one, 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Condos, but for cars. What's your reaction?
I don't get it.
Not knowing anything.
Aren't those called parking garages?
Yeah.
They are.
Then why are they calling it a car condo?
Well, because here's the thing with the parking garage. That's like the apartment building of car condos, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might have shared laundry. We need a car condo where there are walls around your car. It's a parking garage, but there are walled parking spots.
Oh,
and that is what this is. Toronto is getting its car condo. It's... if you're willing to cough up tens of thousands of dollars and avoid, again, just not having a wall around it, we are getting one. And I guess it's going to be 195 secure self-contained storage units.
Okay.
A partial fifth floor will add another 39 penthouse units across 43,000
square feet. Oh my God, penthouse. Cool.
You will have a penthouse unit for your car. In place of passenger elevators you'd see in a typical condo building, this one will feature an extra large car elevator along with a standard passenger elevator. They said it will be discreet, well fortified, and ultra accessible. Because here's the thing, I'm not sure if you've ever seen Gone in 60 Seconds, but the people that are going to buy these car condos are not going to store Honda Civics in them. They're going to store their expensive $500,000, $700,000, million-dollar cars, the stuff you see in Yorkville every day.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's where they're going to start.
Our kind of cars, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jax's Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah, used. Yeah.
They have not yet said what the prices will be, but I'm going to go ahead and say you probably need to be rich.
Okay, so but in theory, like how do we know how much these are going to be, I guess, a year? Because like they could be less than a condo. So can I go live in it is what I'm asking.
I mean, I'm sure people will try. I know a lot of people, like I've read so many like music autobiographies.
Yeah.
And so many people like end up in LA in a storage unit.
Oh, yeah.
Like living.
Living in Los Angeles is like actually a real thing, and it's way cheaper.
It's a thing. I don't think it's allowed here, and it's also it gets cold here, right?
Yeah.
LA is a little bit more temperate. You can handle that. Also, probably not ideal. Let me just throw that out there. But a lot of people are genuinely upset because it's like, hey, we already have a housing problem.
Yeah.
We need a condo for the cars?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A condo for the people?
No. Car condos first. Not sustainable living. Car condos.
It will be in Etobicoke, by the way, where TJ lives. So great. I think
love that.
It's your job right now to personally follow him at OnAirTJ on Instagram and blame him for this, because this is clearly TJ's fault.
It's my fault. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if you're going to have the same problem in this car condo that you do in regular condos.
What's that?
Like people not respecting the amenities, people letting their dogs use the bathroom in the elevator.
Bringing other cars up that shouldn't be there without a pass.
Or just buzzing in your food delivery service instead of checking in at the front desk, which is a big no-no now.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. These are the big, these are the big condo problems.
It is.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
They're also saying that there may be some social space there for people who are like car people to hang out and talk about cars.
Man cave and a tub of cars.
That is going to be the most annoying place on earth.
That is not annoying. There's nothing wrong with talking about your car.
It's going to be annoying.
Yeah. Let's talk cars, guys.
Look at it. You got a V6 in that bad boy? What do you got? Hemi, etc.
We don't even know what we're talking about.
No, you don't. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with having a good garage chat with a fellow car person.
Adam is a car boy, which is the equivalent to a horse girl.
Ew. Yeah, it's gross, Adam.
I have a Mustang, which is literally a horse.
Do the math.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's time to tell us what costume you look sexiest in.
Just a bad, scary voice.
Yeah,
sorry,
what is that?
I'm not very intimidating. But we are ranking today, and we're going to be doing Halloween rankings the rest of the week. The costume that, you know, if you're single, it's going to get you some looks. You're going to feel seen. You're probably going home with somebody at the end of the night. And Jax and TJ and I are going to give you ours. Wherever that leads us. And you can text us yours at 999-999.
A dangerous cowboy, rough, gritty, dirty. Be a cowboy. You're a shoo-in for some kisses.
Ooh.
That hat commands love, commands power.
Now, have you done a cowboy costume?
I have done a cowboy costume.
How'd it go?
I mean, I looked like something. Yeah.
I mean, like, did you end up in that?
I didn't. No. But I bet you could. I bet you could.
All right, so I misunderstood the list, and I wrote it as, here's what I'm going to wear to try and hook up.
Yeah, that's basically
Never mind. And I have a perfect understanding of the list. Number three, a smart person. You wear a Harvard sweater, a pair of glasses, and a book. Who doesn't want to end up with someone who's got a good future ahead of them?
Yeah.
This costume makes me feel like you're going to make good money. It's a good investment.
I feel secure with you.
I feel safe. Number three for me, and this is very specific because it worked.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Close to Jax's, Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Did you have the whip?
You get the cool hat. You get to belt buckle and everything.
Yeah.
Jeans, gritty. You don't shave for a couple days.
Yeah,
you look a little sweaty. And of course, as TJ mentions, the whip.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Indiana Jones.
The whip sound.
I'll never forget it. Thank you, Halifax.
Now, I have used this, and it was very easy because it's my name, Lumberjax. And I also.
That's good.
I'm a lesbian, so I have a lot of plaid. It's very easy to do. I also can paint on a beard, which helps me, you know, explore my gender dysphoria. It's a great time. It's a great time every year.
Number two for me was Matt from high school. You got to get wavy skater hair, a Hollister flannel shirt and ripped jeans and cologne from Abercrombie.
Your shirt was an Axe body spray?
Yeah.
No, it was Abercrombie. Matt was from a well-to-do family.
Yeah, I was going to say, not in my neighborhood.
And you need one of those thick leather strap watches. I say Matt because Matt kissed at least three girls that I saw when I was in high school.
Wow.
So I assume that would only help your case now.
That's pretty good. Okay. Number two for me. Football player.
Oh, yeah.
Because you already own the jersey, right?
Or at least
I do. And then you put a little blackout under your eyes, little headband, and I'm a headband boy because I can't wear hats because my head's too big.
Your head's so large.
And even if you're not rough, it makes you seem rough and appealing to women.
You tell them.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Super convincing.
Yeah.
Now, this is a suggestion for this year.
Oh,
Doug Ford. Now, this is easy because his wardrobe is very casual, and obviously he's caught a lot of heat this year. So if you want to get some angry sex and have somebody kind of get mad at you, take somebody home with your Doug Ford costume. I think it's a great—it's a shoe-in.
Is that with or without his BlackBerry? Because he still uses
BlackBerries. What's that? Oh, you got to get a BlackBerry.
All right, all right.
And a little bit of Tim Hortons egg on your mouth. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right, TJ.
The goal of this rankings was costumes that could get you to take someone home.
Yeah.
Or take you home. So my number one costume is to dress up as $75,000. Because who wouldn't want to take home $75,000 and maybe, just maybe, share with their friends?
Galaxy
this is very, very specific.
Odd.
Yeah. He isn't sure, but I like it.
$75,000.
So I didn't think as hard about mine, but I went with Bad Doctor.
Ew, what?
I'm here to treat you, but you've been bad and you need a good talking to.
I lost my license. Like, yeah. What? No.
No, you're going to have to strip. Because when you go to the doctors, you have to strip, right?
This is so weird.
What doctor do you go to?
Oh. Yeah. You don't do that at your doctor?
Not often.
That's weird. We should have a conversation about that off air. Hey, hit us up. 999-999. We want the sexy costumes that are going to get it done this Halloween. Let's be honest. If it worked for you, we want it to work for everybody. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So this is about, Jax is about to sneeze.
No, I hit myself in the face with my headphones.
Oh, you did?
Really bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's so springy. Okay?
Yeah, our headphones spring. and they sometimes snap together. You haven't been in radio until you've smacked yourself in the face right before a break.
TJ saw it and he knew exactly what happened.
We have the most dangerous job on earth, you know that?
We also have these microphones that have these claws that keep the microphone sort of suspended on these little like bungee ropes. And occasionally you'll catch your nostril on them right before you go on the air and your eyes are like watering. But anyway, that's literally the only hazard we have. We have pretty good. Let me ask you this. What's the costume that's sexiest to you, that you look sexiest in? 999-999 to text. Just to give you an idea, TJ said $75,000.
Who doesn't want to take home $75,000? So, I stand by the logic.
We got a bunch of tweets going, why is this segment so weird, you guys? I'm like, well, it's TJ.
You guys are weird. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah. All right, now, what do we got?
Mary in the 289. Harley Quinn has been a pretty successful costume for me the last couple years.
Let's move on from her. Is that okay?
Why? What's wrong with Harley Quinn?
It's just there's so many Harley Quinns every year. It's too much.
What costume should we retire? I'm thinking Harley Quinn, the Joker. We joked about that.
The guys that show up to the Halloween party as a present and their God's gift to women. It's got to stop.
Anyone from The Office? It's like, oh.
I think we could stop with The Office.
Yeah,
give
Jim
it a break. At least let it get retro first.
Guys in togas.
Guys in togas?
Guys that show up and like wear togas. They're like, original hand. I'm like, that's literally your bed sheet, Todd.
Wear a fitted sheet.
Yeah.
Actually, Matt in the 519 said the Spartan costume is always the winner for me.
No.
Why not that?
Oh, I guess
the segment is you saying no.
To men in costumes. Yeah.
Hey, we're allowed to have some options here.
I know.
Show up in jeans and a t-shirt. From the 416, I swear I've never got more attention than the year I dressed up as Barney. Must have awoken something from people's childhood.
That is original.
My guess is Barney gets the job done.
Every Halloween, too, you always see groups of people chasing down Bert and Ernie's.
I know.
There's always a good Bert and Ernie out on Halloween, and everybody's around them taking a picture.
If you're unique and creative with it, like, that's what I get down with. Like, if it's a weird costume, I'm down. Let's go home.
How about this one, Jax?
Okay.
And pull down the music.
What?
A vampire. Oh. I got fangs, so it worked out. A little bit of biting.
I'm going to bite you.
Just a little bit.
I'm done.
All right. Last one.
Someone disagreed with me. I love TJ's answer. I think it would work. $75,000 is a great costume.
I just saw that text come in. So
switched out what he was going to read for that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There's a new national digital directory for black-owned businesses that has launched here in Canada in partnership with Uber and with the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce. It's called Black Business Direct. So the directory is a comprehensive and easy-to-access resource that Canadians can use to discover and support local black-owned businesses in their cities. And the cool thing is, it's free for businesses to join and free for consumers to view it.
Incredible.
Really awesome. The original Wiggles lineup from the 90s is set to reunite for an adults-only arena tour.
Oh.
This is happening in Australia, where the Wiggles are from. So Anthony Field, Murray Cook, Jeff Fatt, and Greg Page will belt out the children's group's most iconic songs in arenas across Australia starting in February through May next year. They said the night is for the grown-ups and is a chance to bring back some of that genuine high spirit and liveliness.
Yeah, weird. I like it.
I want them to do like covers of these songs where they're swearing in it so we can show that time has passed.
Bad boys.
The Wiggles have matured. It's like, you know, when Disney artists try to show that they're not Disney artists anymore. So they
like
put
moving
out,
like, on?
Yeah, yeah.
They like, put out, I'm like, 13 now, okay?
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Oh,
this is good.
We don't need to do that.
Belly treat. Peel a banana.
Does everybody really love this?
Woo!
Some grapes. The third step.
I have to tell you that this song lives in my dreams.
Does it?
Yes, because at a certain stage when you have a child, this will be the only show they watch. It's the first show they'll watch, and it's the only one, and it's the only time you can get anything done.
Did you ever get the song stuck in your head when you're making out with someone?
No.
Yes, actually.
Well, anyway, this song should be stuck in your head. Next time you go for a smooch, I want you to think of the fruit salad song from
I
the Wiggles.
His voice quite menacing. Anyways.
Sometimes that's
Do you know that they were a punk band in Australia before they became the Wiggles?
No way.
Did you know that the dude from Art Attack is a guitar player in the metal band?
No.
Was?
That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then he does a bunch of arts and crafts with two-part glue, one-part water, whatever
Jax
that means.
Jax is pretending to care.
Oh, my God. No way.
Don't you diss Art Attack.
That's wild.
Man, Art Attack was when I got up off the couch.
You guys didn't like Art Attack?
Was not an Art Attack guy.
Okay. Sorry. Well, that's criminal.
I know.
Fight it out. Just fight it out.
Hey, Toronto's November forecast is set to be full of snow. This according to the Farmer's Almanac. They're saying, if you can believe it, November might be a little bit colder and we might see some period of flurries depending on where you are in this vast province of ours that takes about 2 days to drive out of. Wild. Jax is a believer in the Farmer's Almanac.
I am, believers
in science. Jax, if you had to pick one fake thing to believe in, would it be astrology or the Farmer's Almanac?
They're both real. Don't start with me.
Pick one.
Astrology.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
I love astrology.
I'm glad that you got it to her.
Yeah, I showed her, didn't I?
Hey, the evil Shannon Burns is up next.
The worst.
Why is she evil? Well, you'll find out when you listen to Shannon Burns.
Yeah.
She's actually got a keyword for you, too, at 10 o'clock. So that's right. Listen to the evil Shannon Burns. Live rent free, 10 a.m. The worst person.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.